We've been having some very unique dry seasons for the past few years, and these variations in climate, we attribute them to the evidence of climate change, because our dry season has been a mixture of dry, severe dryness, and then some periods of wet. Last year we had that occurring, and then in March we had a severe drought in terms of that affected a lot of areas. The number of fires increased, and farmers were affected because of the severity of the drought, especially coming after when we had the floods in December 2013. But we get in some periods of wetness, but there's also high wind, and the sunlight is coming in, and that causes some drying out. In December, January, if you particularly look at the hill, just as you above Cemetery Hill going over into Edinburgh, the gumbolimba trees turned yellow, they lose their leaves. And then there were some fires in the Montrose, Upper Montrose here. In Camden Park and in Chatterbury, we had reports of bushfires. We know that the signs of the dry season are the yellowing and falling of the leaves of the semi-deciduous forest types, coastal forest types, and then some of them dry out. We also have incidents of the invasive lemongrass, which is a fire climax species. It is very volatile in terms of when it gets fire. It moves quickly because it has the natural oil inside, and it's a part of its cycle of growing. And we have had cases where that has burnt.